Tonight on the Showtime cable network, David Duchovny of The X-Files returns in a new weekly series about a New York author transplanted not very happily to Hollywood. It's called Californication, and according to TV critic David Biancooley, it's one more successful campaign in the battle of cable versus broadcast TV.
In 3 weeks, it'll be Labor Day. The week after that, we get the Emmy Awards and the first of the fall premieres from the broadcast networks, courtesy of Fox. Before you know it, it's late September, and all the networks trot out their new stuff, signaling that it's time to start watching TV again. The long, hot, dull summer is just about over. There's no question this summer has been hot. And if you've been restricting your viewing to the commercial broadcast networks, there's no question it's been dull. The highlights the last few months, such as they are, included the final burned-off episodes of NBC's Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, the entertaining stop animation comedy Creature Comforts, which CBS yanked after a few outings, and ABC's Masters of Science Fiction, which is halfway through its run. The networks aren't trying because they think you aren't watching, except for reality shows, which they'll keep trying because they're so cheap, and if they hit, they hit big. But if you have cable TV, it's like an alternate universe. HBO's The Sopranos ended in June, or didn't end, and we're still spinning from that. And while its replacement, David Milch's John from Cincinnati, never gelled, Big Love has been fun, and in the past few weeks, the new music and comedy series Flight of the Conchords has upped its game to delightfully high levels. 5 years ago, HBO pretty much had summer TV audiences all to itself. But though the broadcast networks haven't wised up yet, other cable networks have. This summer, the FX cable network has given us the season finales of The Shield and The Riches, a fresh run of Rescue Me, and a fabulous new drama series starring Glenn Close called Damages. AMC has given us Mad Men, an increasingly satisfying and original comedy drama. And Showtime, which started the summer with a daring new import called Meadowlands, tonight presents an attention-getting doubleheader. It starts with the season premiere of Weeds, with the amazing Mary Louise Parker as a suburban drug dealer, and finishes with David Duchovny returning to series TV in a dark comedy called Californication. Add the terrifically twisted drama series Dexter to that list, and Showtime suddenly looks to be matching HBO, if not lapping it. The same goes for FX, which has the highest ratio of quality dramas of any network, cable or broadcast. These cable networks are providing better programming in the summer than most broadcast networks are all year long. There have been lots of articles in national magazines and newspapers this summer proclaiming it the year of the mature woman on TV because of stars like Glenn Close on Damages and Holly Hunter on TNT's less impressive but still noteworthy Saving Grace. But Helen Mirren started that trend years ago with Prime Suspect on PBS. And the real story isn't limited to women. Men of a certain age, and Duchovny is one of them, are gravitating to TV, too, for the same reason. The best work is more challenging and plentiful than most of what today's movies have to offer. So here comes Californication. Duchovny plays Hank Moody, a serious novelist who moved to the West Coast when Hollywood called. His first novel was turned into a sappy hit movie, which made him wealthy, but also made him sour. His longtime relationship with a woman ended recently, but he's not over her. And they have a 12-year-old daughter whom he still sees and loves a great deal. What he wants most, it seems, is what he's just lost. But he can't seem to help himself from flirting with the beautiful women who cross his path. That includes Mia, a brash, playful, very young woman he meets in a bookstore, when she catches him flipping through a copy of his own book. Mia is played by Madeline Zima, which is kind of a shocker if you remember her mainly as Grace Sheffield, the little daughter on the Fran Drescher sitcom, The Nanny.
What are you doing?
What do you mean? You were just, like, calling me over.
No, I was, like, totally ambivalent.
Oh.
Listen, you better get up because my boyfriend will be back any second.
You're weird, Jay.
I am. I'm also just kidding. Have a seat, please.
What if I don't want to now?
Fine, you're lost. I mean, why the hell would I want to get to know a guy who's so in love with himself that he hangs out in bookstores reading his own work?
If you're under the impression that I'm in love with myself, then it's possible that you are higher than me right now.
feeling as someone battling some low self-esteem?
Oh, you have no idea.
Hmm. Poor baby.
Hank. My name is Hank.
I know. Mia.
Nice to meet you, Mia.
Likewise.
All by itself, that clip may not seem that impressive. But what I'm not playing you is what happens next, when they end up in bed together. The nudity, the sex, the violence, all of which manages to be funny. And I refuse to spoil the surprises that make this casual encounter even richer. Except to say, in Californication, the surprises are so good and so truly unexpected, they pull you in completely before the half-hour pilot is over. Forget summer. Californication is one of the best new shows of the year. And it shows up tonight with Weeds, which is even more cartoonish than last season, but no less entertaining. And a few episodes in, when Matthew Modine shows up as a sleazy real estate developer, Mary Louise Parker has a wonderful recurring guest star to play against and to play with. Tune to Weeds and Californication tonight on Showtime, and you'll see some great summer TV programming. Or tune to Broadcast TV and ABC's new reality show, Fat March, about obese people walking the Northeast Corridor to lose weight, and you won't.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News. Here's Randy Newman singing Little Boxes, the song that opens each episode of the series Weeds.
Oh, here we go.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of chicky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of chicky-tacky, they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes, they came out the same. There's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.